Alleluia.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus answered, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud, and honor your father and your mother." But he replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You are lacking one thing. Go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." At that statement, his face fell, for he went away, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." His disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus said to him again, "How hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For men it is impossible, but for God all things are possible." The Gospel of the Lord. Very interesting story we're reading here from Mark, the earliest of the Gospels. Matthew and Luke both took this story from Mark, so it appears in all three Gospels. And if you put all three together, they will give you an image of this young man. It says he was a ruler, he was important, he was rich, and he was young. He had everything, except there's something missing from his life. So Mark tells us that he ran up to Jesus, which gives us the impression that something urgent was needed in his life. And Jesus speaks about him out the Torah. He says, "You know the commandments, you shall do this." But he said, "I have kept all these since I was very young," which means he was a devout Jew. He followed the Torah. But Jesus is for you, not for others. He didn't ask Joseph of Arimathea to give up his wealth. He didn't ask Nicodemus to give up his wealth. There was something about this young man. He was so possessed by his wealth, different from Joseph of Arimathea or different from Nicodemus. There's something about this man. He was clinging. He was possessed by his wealth. They said, "For you, you must sell what you have, give to the poor, and you will have glory in heaven." Now his disciples were amazed when they heard this. Why were they amazed? Because Jesus had many other rich persons following him, and he did not ask them to do the same thing. But then Jesus says, "What's not possible with man is possible with God." There's a teaching in here. It's a teaching about riches, whether you own your riches or your riches own you. The imam tells a story about this man who died and went into the presence of God before the judgment seat. And he had three friends. When he was dying, he had three friends. The first was his family and his close friends. And he said, come with me into the presence of God and stand with me in my time of judgment. But they said, we can't go that far. We can only go until you die. Then we have to leave you. The second friend he had was his possessions, his riches, his money. But his riches said, we can't go with you. The third friend he had was his good deeds. He was generous, he was forgiving, he was caring. He shared whatever he had, his good deeds. And he said, come with me into the presence of God. Stand with me in my time of judgment. His good deeds said, yes, we will go with you into the presence of God. We will be with you in your time of judgment. Somewhere, reading this in all three Gospels, we are led to the conclusion that the meaning of life is not in what you possess. The meaning of life is found in what you share. And those who share generously find meaning in life. Those who cling and possess are disturbed. They're unsettled. They're anxious. They're owned by their wealth. They're worried about it. They cling to it. They wonder how much they should share. It's a concern. For the others, it's not a concern. It's a gift. It's a moment. It's a grace. I can make a difference in people's. I can forgive. And it doesn't have to do with money. It has to do with whatever we're clinging to. Maybe it's money, but maybe it's much more than that. It might be my opinion. It might be my demanding person. It might be my controlling person. It might be my judgmental person. I'm clinging to something. Could be a wound I have, a hurt I have from the past. I'm clinging to it. Jesus said, you must let go. To enter the kingdom of God, let it go. So somewhere in our journey of life, the word of God would call us to take a second look at our riches and wonder if the meaning of life is lost when we cling to our riches. We pause now for a moment of prayer. And in a moment of silence, we remember with reverence and great gratitude all those who have sacrificed in the service of our country and in the cause of freedom. And not only in our own country, but in foreign lands. And I have walked the fields of Normandy to see the incredible sacrifice made by those in our country in the cause of freedom. Arlington, an incredible statement. Even the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier statement. So we must be truly grateful as we walk through this day to honor and to pray for those who have gone before us and sacrifice for our country, but also for all those who are presently serving in the armed forces. We make these prayers in the name of Jesus the Lord. Amen.